At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Some secrets are kept in the basement, others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The case against Robert Tellis, it is underway. Robert Tellis, of course, the former Clark County public administrator, on trial for the alleged murder of investigative reporter Jeff Gurman, known for his reporting around Southern Nevada and Las Vegas. Reporter who reported on him and didn't tell such a nice tale. And the allegation is that, Robert didn't like all that very much and maybe sought revenge. Joining me to discuss, Bob Mata, defense attorney, host of the podcast Defense Diaries. We've seen opening statements now, a few of the witnesses thus far, but we're pretty early into this. What's your impressions thus far?
My impression is that I cannot wait for this guy to get on the stand and try to sell what, in my estimation, is the worst frame-up job defense theory of all time. I'm not buying any of it. Like, I sit there as a defense attorney and I'm feeling bad for the defense attorney that obviously Tellis was never pleading this thing out, no matter what his attorney recommended he do. You know, when you've got a client that is insistent on going to trial, you have to do the best that you can with the absolute worst hand in poker, which is a 2-7 off suit. And that's what this lawyer's been dealt. So, like, he's doing the best he can to try to kind of, you know, sell this concept that he was framed up by the cops. But, man, just the amount of evidence that they have that's exceptionally powerful. Putting him there. I mean, the wound on his finger is like hamburger meat. It's just destroyed, you know, which is something that happens frequently when you have a homicide that is done by way of a sharp object, a knife, namely.
Yeah.
And oftentimes the perpetrator cuts themselves because they're trying to control the victim with one hand while they're stabbing with the other. And many times, because that victim's thrashing around and trying to save themselves, you know, you'll nick yourself or cut yourself. So, you know, and then they've obviously got the things that they found at the house, which is the cut up shoes, you know, the cut up sun hat and this distinctive outfit that was worn by the perpetrator, you know, and they find this all in the house. They find the bag that looks to be very much like the bag that the perpetrator's carrying. They have the maroon Denali driving all around Gurman's neighborhood parked, and you see the perpetrator get out of it, run and check to make sure that the body's not moving, and then run back into that same. It's tough, man. It's tough. Like I said, like I'm anxious to see how this guy, like, and what we've heard is that he's going to testify.
Well, so, that'll be interesting. That'll be very interesting.
That'll be interesting.
Because judging by his campaign video where he's asking for re-election, he's an idiot. I mean, I'm amazed he was elected the first time. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, public administrators and such, people don't even know who they're voting for. It's just, exactly. Well, check the box. And
exactly.
This is what you get. I mean, honestly, watching that video for asking for re-election is basically a campaign commercial. I could tell then this guy is full of shit. I mean, there's something off about him right there. He couldn't speak genuinely about the office of what he was going to do. He was trying to read a teleprompter and doing a horrible job at that. I mean, that in itself was telling. It had nothing to do with this murder. It also tells me this guy is a total fucking idiot. I mean, obviously we're not murderers, but we talk about them a lot and we've seen enough of them to know maybe don't wear blaze orange.
I defended them.
Yes. And you defend them.
Yeah.
Don't wear blaze orange to the crime scene and walk in public down the street with a giant sun hat that looks more like Raiden from Mortal Kombat than your average individual walking down the road. And what I
don't drive your wife's SUV to go commit the murder in a world in which there's Ring cameras and security surveillance cameras everywhere. Don't do those things. And then when you do, don't leave the evidence in your house, cut up or not, for the police to find when they're able to put together that Denali is belongs to your wife, which only took a very, very short period of time. Don't leave DNA under the victim's fingernails.
I can't wrap my mind around how dumb this guy is. He did like everything you could possibly do wrong. It's like he watched a crime show where he watched Dateline or listened to us or something. He went, I'm going to do the opposite of everything I'm hearing right here.
Right.
Do the opposite of all the good case. Do the exact opposite.
All right, true crime addicts, let's cut the crap. You're knee-deep in the gory details of your favorite podcast when suddenly a commercial hits like a bad meal. Seriously? You deserve better. Upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, where you can binge without those annoying ads. Plus, get extended interviews that go deeper into the darkness and early access to episodes so you can be the first to know. It's like trading up from fast food to fine dining, but with more blood. So, go ahead, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and feast on the good stuff.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playmcd.com for full details and amoe.playmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.